Afghanistan, A Military History from Alexander the Great to the Fall of the Taliban, by Stephen Tanner. Preface. In a work that spans the timeline, with source material filtered through a number of foreign language groups translated over the centuries into several varieties of English, every effort has been made to achieve some consistency in spelling. This is more difficult than it sounds, because in many cases agreement has yet to be reached. There are, for example, 5 or 6 different ways to spell Muhammad, 3 ways to spell Talakan, 3 or 4 for Jalalabad, and continuing tugs of war over Kandahar with a K or Kandahar with a Q, Bagram, B-E-G-R-A-M, or Bagram, B-A-G-R-A-M, Osama with an O, or Osama with a U, Bamiyan, B-A-M-I-A-N, or Bamiyan, B-A-M-Y-A-N, and many others. As a rule, I have relied on current news media for the latest preferences. When events are described in the words of contemporary participants, their own spellings have been left intact, as have spellings of proper names as they were encountered. An exception is the Mongol period, in which names now translated by modern scholars bear slim resemblance to those I've been used to for some time. This is partly because of new linguistic scholarship, and partly due to China's switch to the Pinyin system, when Peking became Beijing, which took place after most works on the Mongols had been written. I've opted to adhere to older spellings for this period because, in a book that introduces a number of names and places that may be unknown to most readers, maintaining familiar spellings when possible may be welcomed.